From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Violence continued in Jerusalem and the West Bank today. Israeli authorities say five Palestinians were shot after a series of stabbings and attempted stabbings of Israelis. At least four Palestinians were killed. Several Israelis were wounded. The mayor of New York today was in Israel and met in the central town of Beit Shemesh with the mayor of Tel Aviv. Speaking with students from a mixed Israeli-Palestinian school there, New York's Bill de Blasio called for respect and calm.
These are attacks on civilians, innocent civilians, and we aren't going to be able here or anywhere else in the world to get to peace until civilian life is respected.
De Blasio described his visit as a gesture of solidarity. Hungary has sealed off its border with Croatia to keep migrants from crossing through Hungary to get to Western Europe, building the same sort of razor wire fence that it installed along Serbia's border. As Susanna George reports, migrants along the Serbia-Croatia border are now being told to head to Slovenia.
At the border between Serbia and Croatia, thousands of migrants and refugees continue to cross every day. Zakwan Sultan from Aleppo, Syria, is hoping to reach Germany with his wife and small children. He says he began hearing of Hungarian border crossing Friday night from fellow travelers.
And I'm at my best.
But he says his family isn't deterred. They've already traveled so far. A detour through Slovenia isn't a big deal. Officials in Serbia say they don't expect the border closing to stem the flow of migrants and refugees hoping to reach Northern Europe. For NPR News, I'm Susanna George at the Serbian-Croatian border.
The potential for more rain in Southern California could stall efforts to clean up after this week's mudslides. As NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, some residents of northern Los Angeles County found themselves waist-deep in mud as the weekend began.
It was a storm on Thursday that caused flooding and mud flows in Lake Hughes and Lake Elizabeth. Now, that's an area of L.A. County that's far north of the city. Vehicles are trapped in mud and several homes are inundated. A major trucking route, Route 58, was overtaken by flows of debris, mud and debris which officials say could take days for crews to dig up. That all could be slowed down by more rain in the forecast. Interstate 5, which is open now, was blocked and hundreds of motorists had to be rescued. L.A. County supervisors are expected to call for a local state of emergency in coming days. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, West Hollywood.
Owners of Maryland license plates with Confederate flags are about to lose them. A federal judge this week issued an order permitting the state to lift a previous First Amendment injunction against recalling the plates after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that license plates are a form of government speech. The Maryland Motor Vehicle Office will contact federal plate owners. This is NPR. The final U.S. Airways flight that departed yesterday from Philadelphia landed in the same city today, a red eye from San Francisco, under the banner of American Airlines. The merger of the two airlines, announced 2 years ago, is now complete. The Vatican has confirmed that Pope Francis will visit three African countries next month, a trip that poses high security risks. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports that Francis will, for the first time, encounter the effects of Islamist extremism and Christian-Muslim violence on the continent.
During the six-day whirlwind trip, the Pope will visit a slum in Kenya. He will pay tributes to Catholic martyrs in Uganda, and he will meet Muslims and evangelicals and visit a refugee camp in the Central African Republic. On a trip that is fraught with security concerns, the Pope will spend about 2 days each in the capitals of the three countries. Kenya has been facing threats of attacks by an al-Qaeda-linked group. Al-Shabaab Islamic militants carried out attacks in Kenya, including an April attack on a university that killed nearly 150 people. And the Central African Republic has been rocked by violent fighting between Christian and Muslim militias. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Keeping a kangaroo in New York City is against the law, so people were especially surprised when they saw a pet kangaroo named Buster in the parking lot of a Staten Island auto repair shop first thing this morning. Police responding to a call located Buster's owner at a home nearby, and it was explained that it had hopped away from a friend's fenced backyard through an open gate. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.